Wednesday was Earth Day, and appropriately enough, an environmental theme seems to have emerged in this week's public post stories, Amy, starting with a couple of energy initiatives in Windham County. So tell us, what is the Windham Wood Heat Initiative?
It's a project put together by an organization called the Sustainable Energy Outreach Network in Brattleboro, and they have a two-part plan. The first goal is to convert 20 public buildings from oil heat to locally sourced wood heat.
What type of public buildings? Are we talking like town halls?
Yeah, it could be municipal buildings like town halls or town clerk's office, and they're also targeting school buildings.
Okay, so that's phase one. Tell us about phase two of that project.
So the group's long-term goals are to turn Windham County into a hub for what they call advanced wood heating technology, and also just to strengthen the local forest economy.
And are there enough trees to support that effort?
According to the Sustainable Energy Outreach Network, Windham County is 90% forested, so they don't believe fuel supply will be a problem.
So where's the money coming from for this?
They've been awarded $1.6 million from the Public Service Department's Clean Energy Development Fund, which was set up a couple years ago as a result of agreement between the state and Vermont Yankee.
And I understand there's another effort also being supported through that fund. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. The Vermont State Employees Credit Union was awarded $300,000 to support loans for residential solar projects in Windham County. And that money will reduce interest rates for borrowers working with VSECU's Brattleboro branch financing solar projects for their homes.
Sticking with our environmental theme here, Amy, next Saturday, a week from today, is Green Up Day in Vermont. That's when volunteers take to the roadsides and other public places to clean up litter. Now, every town does Green Up Day a little bit differently, so can you give us a few examples of what's going to be happening around the state?
Absolutely. In Waterbury and in Stowe, the Friends of the Waterbury Reservoir are using Green Up Day to launch phase two of that group's trash study on the reservoir. So in addition to collecting trash in the water and along the shoreline, they'll also be recording what they find and where they find it. And later they'll use this information to inform their littering prevention efforts along the reservoir. And Branch Out Burlington is celebrating Green Up Day by planting 130 trees in the Burlington Community Tree Nursery. VPR's own Robert Resnick will be entertaining volunteers who turn out for that event. And after a few years of being tended to in the nursery, those trees will then be planted along the city streets. And then Green Up Vermont, the nonprofit that promotes Green Up Day, has something special going on to commemorate this 45th annual Green Up Day. They've invited an artist to work with local students to build a dinosaur out of chicken wire this week, right on the State House lawn. And on Green Up Day, they'll be filling that sculpture with recyclable plastic bottles collected during the Green Up effort.
And speaking of anniversaries, Public Post reported that 100 years ago, Vermont lawmakers passed a municipal forest law that allows for the creation of town forests. Tell us what's happening in light of that centennial.
So next week, a year-long celebration gets underway to commemorate the 1915 law and Vermont's tradition of towns owning and managing their own forests for the public's benefit. And the celebration kicks off Tuesday morning at the State House with the reading of a joint resolution commemorating the centennial. And then Tuesday afternoon, Governor Peter Shumlin will participate in an Arbor Day tree planting ceremony. And after that, there will be a guided walk through Montpelier's Hubbard Park, which was one of Vermont's first city forests.
We've been talking with VPR's Public Post reporter, Amy Noyes. Amy, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.